Hauliers and opposition TDs have reacted with shock and anger at the announcement that Irish Ferries is not likely to operate its service from Rosslare to France next year. The ferry will run from Dublin in 2019 instead. Our South East correspondent Damien Tiernan has been in Rosslare this morning getting reaction.
It's devastating news for the whole community. The businesses in the area are going to be devastated, really devastated. The summer trade that the Irish Ferries bring down here is enormous.
Extra people get jobs around here for the summer work with the ferries coming in, even in the store here. It'll affect the bed and breakfast people, everybody.
It's absolutely a disgrace, really a disgrace. And the way they announced it particularly.
Well, the Minister with Responsibility for Defence and Local TD for Wexford, Paul Keogh, joins us on the line now. Minister, did you see this coming?
Good afternoon, Claire. Absolutely not. I did not see this coming. And I'm, as Minister in the government, I'm very disappointed in the way Irish Ferries communicated this message. It is very vague in the content of the message, and I really believe that some of the arguments that they are putting up does not stack up.
Which ones?
Well, one thing that they said that their customers would prefer to use Dublin Port rather than Rosslare Europort. Well, I'm a user of Irish Ferries to France in the summer time, and I have used it for the past 3 years. And when I'm on that ferry, I speak to people from Kerry, Cork, Donegal, Galway, right across the country. And every one of those users will say that they prefer to use Rosslare rather than Dublin because of its accessibility. And Rosslare will be more accessible now once the Enniscorthy bypass is completed and the new Ross bypass is completed by mid-2019. And if you go to social media and go to the Irish Ferries on Twitter page, you'll see the comments that they said they'd done some research in asking people what port they would like to use, and that they say that Dublin was their preference. Well, then a lot of the users are very disappointed because that is not true. Where the majority of the customers on social media, and I mean a very large majority of their customers, are saying that they would preference Rosslare over Dublin.
Your colleagues in government have been criticised for the response so far to this matter. Criticism levelled at the government for responding via the Minister with Responsibility for Tourism, and Hauliers say this is not a tourism industry. The Labour leader Brendan Howlan repeating that today also. What do you think of your colleagues' response so far?
Well, look, I have spoken to Minister, my Cabinet colleague, Minister Shane Ross. I know that he's coming on your programme to speak about this issue next. And I know and it is a tourism issue as well, because there's an awful lot of overnights in Wexford from customers from Irish Ferries, specifically over the summertime. Mightn't be in the wintertime, but specifically over the summertime. And I do welcome that Minister Brendan Griffin. And I know that Minister Ross has said, and the Taoiseach said this in leaders' questions today, that the government will make the appropriate representations to Irish Ferries. This came out of the blue to everybody. Nobody was expecting this. So to say that the government had any prior notice or anything like that is absolutely, that is farcical to think that.
But Minister, Irish Ferries is a commercial company. It can do what it likes. Isn't that the case?
Absolutely. It's a commercial customer, absolute, or a commercial company. Of course they can do what they like. But at the same time, I do think the service that they provide out of Rosslare, and has provided out of Rosslare, has been a very good service previously, and I would like to see it continuing. I tried to contact the managing director of Irish Ferries this morning. I do hope that I can get talking to him either this evening or tomorrow at some stage. I'm reeling from the decision here, and like, you know, there is what really annoys me is that Irish Rail has just approved an investment of 50 million euros for Rosslare Europort. There's a huge amount of business, a huge amount of potential for Rosslare Europort. And I look forward to seeking a meeting with the managing director of Irish Ferries to see exactly what is the reasoning previous, because the messaging that they put out, as I've said earlier, is very vague in the content.
Well, let's see now what the Minister for Transport, Shane Ross, has to say about all of this. Minister, you're very welcome to the programme. Thank you for joining us. Have you called them in, Irish Ferries, over this?
Well, as you know, Brendan Griffin, my junior minister has already asked the officials to make contact on the tourism aspect of this. I've spoken to the chief executive of Irish Ferries, Eamon Rothwell, and I've had a fairly frank discussion with him, and I expect to have another one. I should just say this: I deeply regret what's happened. We didn't know it was going to happen, and we will make every possible representation to ensure that Rosslare is not disadvantaged by this this decision. I'll be talking to Eamon Rothwell again.
What did he tell you is the reason or the motivation behind this?
I told him that what we said was off the record, and I keep it off the record, but vaguely what I think I can say is that he said it was a completely commercial decision and that it would increase the capacity for between Dublin and Cherbourg would be a larger capacity. It would take an hour longer, but it would actually increase the tourism and the freight and have the capability to do more business.
But you as Minister for Transport are going to have to deal with the side effect of that, which will be increased traffic heading to Dublin Port and the environs, the M50, the Port Tunnel. It'll just add to the pressure, especially over the summer months.
That is absolutely correct. And it will add to that sort of pressure. And he's made that commercial decision. And we'll have to look at it in the light of what you say. We have to accept if he makes a commercial decision of that sort that we can't tell him he can't do it. That's not the government's business. And we'll have to adjust. But if it causes disruption or real difficulties in Dublin Port, we'll have to look at it.
Has Dublin Port offered Irish Ferries a better deal than the one they had in Rosslare?
I have no idea what the deal between any of them is. Of course, I'm not privy to that at all. But what I am worried about is, you know, that Rosslare should not be disadvantaged. Dublin Port is doing extraordinarily well, and Rosslare should be encouraged and helped to do better. And I want to see, you know, the regional policy supported rather than everything centering on Dublin.
What about, given the state of the Brexit situation at the moment, the argument that we should be developing and strengthening our transport links with the EU, including that link from Rosslare? Do you agree with that point?
Well, strictly speaking, Irish connectivity won't be changed by this. There'll be, you know, the number of passengers and the amount of freight connecting to France will be the same, and may even be, if Irish Ferries say are right, it may even be increased as a result of this. But yeah,
it sounds like they've convinced you this is the right decision.
No, they haven't convinced me it's the right decision at all. I think it's very, very bad for Rosslare. But what I'm saying is I can't interfere with the commercial decision. That's all.
So, are you going to put pressure on them to reverse it?
I'm going to ask them to reverse it. Of course I am, and see what their response to that will be.
Can I ask you about another issue that you're in the news this is in relation to the proposed road traffic legislation. You've been accused by your cabinet colleagues, I understand, of living in an ivory tower. The Minister for Rural Affairs, Michael Ring, said he'd rather have an election than pass this legislation. And this is with regard to increased penalties for driving at speed, and also the necessity to carry your licence with you or to be subject to penalty points if you don't have it. What's your response to those accusations?
Well, I don't think that they're not as as difficult to deal with as you might suggest. What's happened here is that I've introduced a series of road safety measures to save lives. That's my response. And that, you know, 2 years ago, it was the drugs driving legislation to stop people driving under the influence of drugs. Last year, it was drink driving. And I said for many months after that, and it's only just gone through and being commenced, that the next thing was to tackle the killer of speed. And you know, speed kills more people than any other element in the road, including drink driving and drugs driving and mobile phones. In a 4-year period from 2008 to 2012, certainly, the last statistics we have, and I think they've got worse since then, there were 300 people killed as a result of speed. My only interest is to slow people down so that less people are killed. And if you had to see the victims, which I've seen as a result of drink driving and as a result of speed, you'd have the same attitude. But I fully understand my Fine Gael colleagues, some of them, not all of them, I mean, that most of them supported, nearly all of them, in fact, supported what I did in the cabinet yesterday. But some of them have been spooked by this and think that it's going too far. So
it's also your independent colleagues, though, because in the last little while, the Minister of State, Boxer Moran, has been on Shannon's Side Radio saying he is livid about the matter. He said he made that clear to you last week, and he just thinks that this is going too far.
Yeah, Boxer Moran has got a very long and honourable record of taking of taking positions on these sort of things, which are independent of the Independent Alliance. But the Independent Alliance, I have no problem with Boxer's view on it. It's well known that he doesn't like measures of this sort, and that's absolutely fair. But we don't put a whip on people on these measures in the Independent Alliance. And if Boxer is opposed to it, that's fine, and he's being absolutely upfront and frank about it. And I have no problem with that, nor with the Fine Gael colleagues. What we are going to do is if there are concerns of that sort, and this is what I proposed to cabinet yesterday. It wasn't, by the way, forced upon me by some other cabinet member. I proposed to cabinet yesterday that we took this measure to save lives, and only to save lives, which is graduated penalties. We took it through to being drafted, which was totally agreed by the cabinet. But the two measures which were the concerns of people, which included Boxer Moore and one or two other
Michael Ring says he'd rather have an election than pass these road safety proposals.
Yeah, Michael Ring has got some very good and sincere views on this. But he's an outlier on this. The other Fine Gael people supported my proposal and do support my proposal.
And what about Michelle Mulhern, who says you're living in an ivory tower? Are you?
Well, I didn't know she said that, but I mean that's rhetoric. That's absolutely no, I'm not. All I'm trying to do is to save people's lives. You know the number of lives lost on this road. A lot of it's due to speed. On the roads this year is about 143. That's absolutely tragic. We are bringing them down. We are actually bringing them down. They came down last year, and I hope they'll be down at the end of this year. That's not ivory tower stuff. That's solid figures, and that's lives being saved. That's what I'm about. And if you saw the victims, you'd be about that as well. What I am prepared to do, if opponents of this legislation want to propose alternatives which reflect their concerns, which will have the same result of saving lives and stopping speeding, I'm perfectly happy to introduce those.
Okay, Minister Shane Ross, thank you for joining us on the News at One.